Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion, we spoke about the punishment of the grave being an established reality. There are various verses of the Quran, the verse pertaining to the punishment that Fir'aun and his people are receiving in the barzakh, in the grave, is what we discussed. There are other verses besides that. We spoke about the different categories and some of the types of punishments mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The punishment for the one who sleeps through the salah and misses the salah, the liar, the adulterer, the one who takes interest, the one who spreads gossip, although there isn't a specified punishment for it, but it's a reason for punishment. And the most common reason for punishment in the grave is when you don't take precaution when relieving yourself. There's a hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the most prevalent punishment of the grave is because of urine. And if you don't educate your family people properly and they wail and object to the decree of Allah after you have passed on beyond the limits of grief which are permitted, then you'll be punished also for not fulfilling your responsibility. That is what we discussed in our last discussion. Now, today we take the discussion further. The scholars say that the punishment of the grave is such a certainty that in terminology of ahadith, it has reached the level of tawatur. Tawatur means that so many people have narrated it that it's beyond doubt. It's beyond doubt. It's beyond any debate. Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the punishment of the grave, and he said, yes, the punishment of the grave is true. And Aisha radiallahu anha says, after that, I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform salah, except that after his salah, he sought refuge in Allah from the punishment of the grave. He sought refuge in Allah from the punishment of the grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach this dua, just as he used to teach surahs of the Quran, meaning that is how much of emphasis he used to put on this dua, that, oh Allah, I seek your refuge from the punishment of hell, and I seek your refuge from the punishment of the grave, and I seek your refuge from the trials of life and death, and I seek your refuge from the trials of the Antichrist. So, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam, wa a'udhu bika min adhabi al-qabr. So you see that it's a reality. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection against it. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu narrates, this is a hadith of Imam Muslim, that once while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his mule near the orchard of Banu Najjar, we were with him. And suddenly the mule turned aside, you know, sudden movement, almost throwing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam off. There were six graves there, or five or four, he said. And we didn't know the inhabitants of those graves. And then someone said, I do know. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, when did they die? He replied, they died associating partners with Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, this nation is going to be tested in the grave. Were it not for the fact that you would stop burying your dead, I would supplicate to Allah to have you hear the punishment of the grave, which I hear. Then he turned us and faced us, saying, seek Allah's refuge from the punishment of the grave. And the Sahaba then said, we seek Allah's refuge from the punishment of the grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them repeat the words similar to the dua which I just discussed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could hear the punishment. And previously we discussed that many, all the creation can hear, including the animals, but man and jinn can hear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I didn't make dua for you to be able to hear it because you'd become so scared of the grave that you would not want to bury your dead there. Now, earlier on, we had said that, you know, you get punished in the grave due to urine, right, and slandering. So there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari and Muslim that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by two graves and said, they are being punished, but not for something that you would consider major. Not that because they committed murder, for example. As for the one of them, he did not purify himself from drops of urine. And as for the other, he would go about slandering people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took a fresh leafless branch, broke it into two pieces, and then stuck one piece in each of the grave and said, the Sahaba then said, Messenger of Allah, why did you do this? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, perhaps the punishment will be lightened for them for as long as these branches have not dried. Now the scholars have given an interesting explanation. Why is it that for urine and slandering, these two things are specifically mentioned? Why are these two things specifically mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So you see, urine makes you impure, and that compromises your salah. And salah is the highest form of worship when it comes to the rights of Allah. When it comes to the rights of Allah. On the other hand, you've got the rights of man. So we've got two sets of rights, the rights of Allah and the rights of man. And when it comes to the rights of man, then slandering someone causes him the most difficulty, because his sanctity of life, his profile is impacted. And that's why these two things the scholars say are specifically mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.